So guys, welcome back to a new guide for Black Desert Mobile. In this video guys, I'm gonna give you some very important tips to farm more efficient, because in Black Desert you need to farm a lot. This game is 90% farming, so if you don't do it right, you might missing out. And also, I'm gonna open, as you can see, I have lots of loot chests, around 70,000 guys, and I farmed this in like 3 months or something like that. I'm not sure, but a long time. I saved them, and they are like 70,000. They are different loot chests because I farm in like 2 or 3 different regions, and you're gonna see what you can get and why farming it's quite important in this game. It's very important, guys. Okay, so let's start first with the tips. First with the tips, how to farm more efficient in this game. So tip number one guys is getting the lucky stone. Okay, it has different grades. This is the primal. Okay, so you should get primal +6 or +7 from the seasonal character. Okay, so you should have no problem getting that, and you should use it when you farm. Why? Even as you can see at zero enhancement, what it does, +10% spoil drop rates. So what is spoil drop rates? That means it will increase by 10% the chance for the spoils, different spoils like this chest and other rewards, to drop when you farm. And also -10% spoil drop cooldown. So the drop cooldown, how it works, in every single map that you farm guys, that is Chaos and above, so starting from Hadoom Chaos, okay, starting from here Hadoom, or even in the older maps that if you go to Chaos, not Helion, there is a cooldown. I think it's like 1.5 minutes, I'm not sure, like 1 minute and 20-30 seconds, something like that, cooldown to collect the loot. So if you have that cooldown, that means if you get the 10% reduction, that means you'll get the loot 10% faster. Okay, and this one you should also, to the alchemy lab, you should enhance it as much as possible, because as you can see with each level these numbers go up. See, at least get it to +10, which gives you 20% spoils drop rate, which is a lot, and drop cooldown 20%, -20%, which is really, really nice. You can go even higher after maximum. The spoil drop rate remains the same, but the spoil drop cooldown goes down to 25%. It's not big, but yeah, but this will be harder to get. But +9, +10, you should be able, +9 or +10 should be able to get, okay? So work on that. And use it when you farm. Okay, the farming, how it happens, you select guys, you select a region where it's very close to your CP. For me right now, let's see what's my CP for this. This is my alt, one of my alts guys, one of my many alts, is not my main for sure, 31,000. So I need to check an area that's closer to my CP. Let's see, monsters, so maybe around here. This is 30,000. Around, I should farm in the areas where are like somewhere a little bit below my CP, like 500 or very close to my CP. Why? Because in those area, the idea is to kill the monsters in at least 2 or 3 hits, at least. If it's taking too long, guys, to kill the monsters, that means you should go to an area. And you can check that. You should go to an area where you can kill them in at least 2 or 3 hits. The best will be to kill them in 1 hit. Another tip, use classes that have lots of AoE, like Igneous, Churiang, the new class, Wusa. They have lots of AoE skills. They are very good for farming. Megu. The classes that are super good for farming are the classes that usually use lots of AoE skills, like magic type, you know. Use those classes because they will farm a lot faster. Huntress, I think, also. You can find on YouTube those type of videos. So use the classes also are important, but now they are more balanced than before. So it's not necessarily a huge gap. If you kill the monsters in at least like 2 or 3 hits, you should be okay in the area where you farm. And in that area, you should have plenty monsters around, okay? Another thing, so you should use definitely pets. Pets are super important. Why? Because they will. So the main character, when you collect the loot, the main character is collecting the loot and also the pets. You can have active 3 pets, like you can see in here. And you should use, if you can get higher tier pets. Okay, why? I'm gonna show you, for example, the lowest tier, which is tier 1. Come on, takes too long, 1 second. The tier 1, if you check right there, pick up cooldown, it's 1 minute 45 seconds. So to pick up, auto pick up the loot for you, it has a cooldown of 1 minute and 45 seconds. A tier 2, it's 1 minute and 40 seconds. Tier 4, 1 minute 25 seconds. So from tier 4 and above, you should be good. But try to get tier 7. Tier 7 has a cooldown of 1 minute and 23 seconds, I think. Yeah. And so you should have all 3 pets registered, okay? Very important. And maybe you should use the ones that increase your attack so you can kill the monsters faster. Also check the other skills. It's good to use to have field combat experience increase, knowledge acquiring rate increase, and hopefully you got this one, this pet, from the free coupons that we got from, I think, Heidelberg, no? This one is very good because you see his main skill is field item drop rate 4.4 at level 25. 4.4 drop rate increase, so increases the chance to drop loot, guys, which is really really good. So use this pet for farming. It's very good, this pet, if you got it. Okay, so this is related to pets. Let's see what else. Also, guys, you should max. I'm gonna show you the altar relics. If you go to relic altar, you should max. If you go to offer, you have offer relics. This you should max this goblin blessing to level 100. Why? You see right there, description, field item drop rate plus 50%, guys. That's crazy. 50% for the field item drop rate. This is insane. So this is only, this one does a lot, a lot. It will increase your loot by a lot. So max it to level 100. That's max. Also, you can max the other one, like gives you 100% field combat experience, and this one increase your inventory weight, how much you can carry. Also, this one is good, especially for desert. Okay, but this one should be the first one. Okay, how you can max it? Well, you get playing. If you play the game, you get these relic fragments. You go to obtain relics, free relics, and you offer here and select from offer relic here down on the right side. You select one of these, let's say, skills to level up, and select Goblin Blessing. Mine, I cannot select it anymore because it's maxed out already. And from here, you can select which grades you want to offer. Mystical. So select all up until Abyssal. Abyssal, don't select. Keep it unselected, save settings, and that's how you can auto offer and level up really fast. Okay, it's those skills. Now, what else you should know, guys? You have different types of food, or like this normal combat buffs, which you can buy, and you should buy if you have black pearls. And you should have, you can buy the chicken soups from here every day for 4 black pearls. The advanced one, they cost, you cannot buy, you can get from events usually, but you cannot buy with black pearls, only with white pearls right now. So there are 2 types of these foods or soups: the normal and advanced combat buffs. Why they are good and why you should use them when you farm? Because, guys, if you check in here, oops, 1 second. If you check, why cannot? 1 second, guys. So here you can see the chicken soup, the normal one. What it does? Field combat experience increase 50% and field item drop rate plus 5%. So the drop rate is increased by 5% for the normal, and for the advanced, the same thing, guys. It's the special chicken shoot, another 5%. So if you use both of them, you have extra 10% field item drop rates. Okay, besides what you get from the other things that I just showed you. Also, guys, the hold times are super important. Like this one, see, this is a bundle power boost chest that gives you 300% hold time for 3 hours, 200% hold time, and 100% hold time. What they do, actually, I'm gonna let's open so I can show you exactly. Then I'm gonna hopefully I won't forget to move it for my main character because they expire after 20 hours. So you have, and also they give you the soups. You have different kinds of soups, but they give you the same buffs as these ones. So you get the whole time 100%, which increase field item drop rate by 100%, the 200% by 200%, and the 300% by 300. So a total of 600% field item drop rate, which is crazy, guys. It is crazy. There's also server hold times and also another fortune of scrolls. These ones reduce the spoil drop rate, increase the spoils drop rate by 10%, and spoils drop cooldown by 5%. These ones also are good. So if you use all of them at once and you start farming, you should get lots of drop. Also, you have a low mode which you can activate, but this one, be careful, don't leave it when you farm during the night or AFK farming, because people can kill you, can attack you. And this, if you activate, you get field combat experience 100% and spoil drop cooldown another minus 10%. So you can reduce a lot that spoils cooldown, which is crazy, okay? If you use all of these things that I showed you. So these are the main things, and the farming you should do AFK. You select a region and you just leave it. If you have a laptop or tablet, it's even better, so you don't overheat your phone. If not, you can mix AFK farming with Black Spirit mode, okay? Auto hunt, and you can get 4 hours if you don't have the Black Spirit Plus. With Black Spirit Plus, you have 8 hours of farming away, I mean offline farming, okay? But the best one is AFK farming, which I do 24/7. That's why I get so much loot. So yeah, if you can do it as much as possible, because this game 90% is about farming and doing other stuff, but farming. Okay, so let's see, guys. Let's see, now that I showed you what you can get. Me, I got all this just around 70,000 from farming, like how much, like 2 3 months, something like that. So I'm gonna open first this Chaos Rift loot chest. I have just a few because I opened them before. These ones you can get them from farming the Chaos Rifts. You can farm like 10, 10, no, like 3 hours, depending what levels per each week, something like that. So let's open. As you can see, guys, you get from these ones also advanced experience scrolls, Chaos Crystals, which gives you CP, Shadow Notes, you need them, 136, nice. Chaos Core, which are very good, you can craft Chaos Jewels, and also the Inscribed Glyphs. Oh, also, let's see, because from all these loot chests, I will get more boss stamps, ancient tablets, and very important adventure tokens. As you can see, I have 2 million, 2.9 million boss stamps, 2.922. Ancient tablets 3,241,000, and adventure tokens 1,036,000. So quite a lot of them. We're gonna see how many of this also I'll get after, and we'll see also what else, because will be here in my inventory. So let's open some more. These are Legacy of Valtra, Northeast, from this Northeast Kama Sylvia. I farmed a little bit in there. I don't know, this one, ducks, I'm not sure. This I think I farm with my with the seasonal character, because usually I farm in. I'm gonna show you where I farm all this, mainly this chest. I farm in this Indrigan before, where you require like 40 to 48, 50,000 CP, and also the new Kama Sylvia, Northeast Kama Sylvia map. Okay, no, no, wait, not Norwich, this one. West Camarasilvia, sorry. Will require like 50 to 51,000 or more CP. So you're gonna see what I get from those chests. So let's go. Let's continue. You have two types. You have the usually the best ones will be this, the red ones, the reddish ones, and you have mystical ones, the orange ones. There are two types of chests that you can get. Okay, let's open the Dragonlord chest. 9,000 of the mystical, the orange ones. And these ones, as you can see, they give you both stamps, 18,600 right there, Ancient Tablets 32,000, and 32,000 adventure tokens. Guys, adventure tokens, you don't have many ways to get them, mainly from this chest, so you want to farm, okay? And also skill books, ILE, magical essences, condensed arcane, you can see, okay? Now let's see what we'll get from. Also, I have this Frozen Legacy from Mountain of Eternal Winter. Okay, I have almost 1,500. Let's go. Oh, nice. Ancient Tablets 14,000, Adventure Tokens 16,000. Lots of 1,600 experience scrolls. I got also Inscrown Glyph, Mystical to Prime, nice. 1,900 Abyssal Condensed Dark Energy, not bad. Now let's see the 34,000 Camarasilvia Advance loot chest. This you get from the latest map, ISTP map. Okay, so 34,600. Let's open them. So maximum you can open like not all at once. It will open like 10,000, another 10,000, something like that. So let's see what we'll get. Wow, 39,000, another 39,000 adventure tokens, 40,000. Oh my gosh, I think I got total like 40, like close to 100,000 adventure tokens. And also about the same amounts of both stamps and ancient tablets, I think even more. So guys, how many rewards you get? Because it opened like four times. I could not read every time all those rewards, but yeah, you saw it. We'll see, check. We'll check after. And now let's go to the advanced ones, guys. Also, I have Shere Khan. Let's go for these ones. Nice. 22,524 from the highest CP, the last map, okay? Legacy of Camarasilvia. Okay, so let's see what we'll get from these ones. Whoa! Oh my gosh. That's insane, guys. So let's see what we got in total. Let's see from all these chests. Let's start from Chapra Secret Books 33, Lapis Lazuli 52, 40 Abyssal Crystal Chest, 28,587 Advanced Experience Scroll. This is a lot of experience. You can see I can level 6 levels with this one from 80 to 86. 463 Chaos Core. So that's 4.5 the jewels. Chaos jewels, 4.5, because I can craft 4 plus almost close to 5. That's a lot, okay? To almost 13,000 Abyssal Condensed Dark Energy to level up the Black Spirit. 323,000 Abyssal Light Stones that you can use to craft the primal ones. 5 Abyssal Relics. 5 Abyssal Accessory. 4,880 Shadow Nodes, guys. These are very good to farm the Hadum boss rushes, guys. 216 chaos crystals, 4,733 totems, 315 awakened essential skill books, 7,000 black crystals, 672 of this, and 88,000 magical essences, and 74 inscribed glyphs, 2 ancient inscribed glyphs, and let's see the boss stamps and the other ones. So adventure tokens close to, oh my gosh, close to 200,000? Oh, wow. Close to 200,000, guys. Same, also the ancient tablets, close to 200,000. Both stamps, I think close to 100,000. So super good to farm the adventure tokens, for sure. because those are harder to get from other ways. Okay guys, so this is all that I got. Let me know where you farm, which areas, if you managed to save all of this, how many you have of this chest, and yeah, if you have other tips, maybe I forgot some of them because it's hard to tell everything in one video, but yeah, see you soon guys, happy farming, bye.